Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Today is the 20th day of August 2019. My name is Peter Wickham. As always, it's great to be with you so that we can have important conversations about important issues. This morning, I am in with Mr. Dennis Johnson. He's our technical guru. Two of us will take you through until 2 p.m. and I look forward to hearing many calls on 434-1790, many emails, peter.w.wickham@gmail.com, and also the chat, 266-IVOB. But first, I get to speak to you for less than 10 minutes, which is the custom. And firstly, to tell you my views on this infamous squatting issue. And I understand that the program yesterday was hot with this issue of squatting, and I listen with great interest to a couple of the calls. A lady called Maureen P. Holder, who called in, and she shared her views, which we were all anxious to hear. I listened to the Trinidadian lady, whose views on the issue I think are crass and unfortunate. And then there were a couple others. My good friend is undecided, but we will chat later today, hopefully. And a couple other people. And, you know, I can't stop but think that these people generally, a lot of people generally who have been commenting on the issue, have forgotten that in this matter of squatting, you're dealing with human beings. And I said last week, and I maintain my position, that this whole issue of the nationality of the squatters is irrelevant. As far as I'm concerned, if a person is in Barbados illegally, the authorities have their job to do, and they can deal with that person, but that's immigration. I am not quite sure why, when this issue of squatting, especially as it affects our national security, is concerned, comes up. I have to be hearing conversations. And yesterday, the Trinidadian lady went on and on and on. A lot of nonsense. It's irrelevant. If a person is in Barbados illegally, you deal with. The challenge is that you have people who are legally resident in Barbados and squatting, and then being told about the fact that they were born in Guyana. Why does that have to do with it? If a person has a right to be in Barbados, the person's origin is irrelevant in most conversations, and that's the way it is. And I think that we need to stop this nonsense. We are dealing with an issue of squatting. And my thing is that if a person is squatting, there is a humanitarian issue that has to be addressed. They don't have any right there, and I agree that whoever allowed it to get to this stage is also not without blame in this whole reality. But we've been given a fix. The Prime Minister is saying these people have to move, and from a humanitarian perspective, if you're going to move them, you get them $25,000. How far does $25,000 go in this Barbados economy? And I'm not seeing it as a reward for lawlessness. I'm seeing it as a reality. And if the individuals were, for example, legally resident or in Barbados, I mean, or Barbadians born here, and they were squatting on top of a water table, the reaction would be the same too. Because that's the way it goes. You cannot disregard a human being and put that person in a situation where they have to start over, they have to live in abject poverty, they have to live without a roof over their head. You don't just bring through bulldozers and do it that way, because that's inhuman. So that's my view, that has to start with the human condition and an understanding of that, and then we also have an issue of national security that has to be addressed. If the Prime Minister has argued that we can address it by giving people money, that will allow them to move and facilitate them moving quickly before we send any bulldozers, then fine. If that does not work, then we have to look to other fixes. So I do hope that any conversation we have about it today, we can have with a sense of compassion. And as I said, I really hope that a lot of these characters that called yesterday and spoke about the fact that, you know, you're rewarding people for lawlessness would understand that, you know, you're dealing with human beings when it comes down to it. I received a call this morning from the president of BART, I'm now a member, and expressing concern about the fact that there will be this collection of outstanding cards next week. I understand that they also had a sponsor segment early in the day, so that has been pretty well ventilated. So if you are without your card, feel free to make a call to them, but certainly they will be descending on CGM on Monday, where there was supposed to be a mass collection of cards, and you can be part of that. But I want to say a couple other things, and one of them relates to this whole issue of Alison Hynes and the comments that were knocked about in social media last week. I think that people who are social media practitioners who used social media as their way of spreading information, in some instances scandal, have to understand that the responsibility that they have is no different to the responsibility in many instances that I have as a person who comes on the radio. Because when you write something in social media, or you speak, or you voice an opinion, the reality is that that may very well be part of a broadcast. And I mean, we have seen it on so many occasions where someone is ranting and venting and they're speaking to a chat group and the issue is taken out of context. My principle is always this. If you are speaking to one person and a conversation with an individual makes its way into the public domain, there is some defense that can be offered. When you're speaking to a group, you have to be very careful. And I think that the idea of your excusing yourself by saying, I was speaking to a group, it doesn't excuse yourself for saying things that you need to check, because it's not a conversation with one person, it's a conversation with a group. And that requires a certain level of care in the context of what's going on. I thought all of the comments were ugly, and I thought that they were nasty. I thought that they were malicious in many instances, and a lot of it wasn't true. And I thought it unfortunate that a person who has contributed so much to this art form, a person who is, I believe, a year younger than me, but a person who has been in this business of music from the time she was a teenager and over the years has done so much, could be degraded in this way. And I thought it was unfortunate. I was happy that Jenny decided to do a post. I went back in my archives and I found an article I wrote about Alison Hines in 2005, and I also put it in the public domain. But I believe that there's a lesson in this for us, and the lesson is that we have to be more careful about how we speak and how we deal with these matters when it comes to social media. And the final thing I want to talk about today is this whole question of religion. And I listened on Sunday to Marsha Hines talk about the gender agenda. Excellent program. I thought it was very thought-provoking. She raised lots of issues. But she seemed to have been coming down hard on the Christians. And there's good reason for that. I have done considerable research in domestic violence, and I do know that one of the drivers of domestic violence, one of the challenges that the gender community faces, that we feminists face, is dealing with a lot of presumptions that are imposed by religion and Christianity. Last week, Marsha pushed back against a number of these views, and the result was a bit of pushback from the Christian community, and people said, you know, they seem to feel that there is this assault on Christianity coming from Starcom, which is entirely untrue. And the lady spoke about it. She spoke to the fact that, you know, there are children listening to the program. And I thought that was a particularly interesting comment, because I myself get concerned about the fact that I always see this level of concern raised about children hearing anything negative about Christianity, when I think in many instances Christianity has exploited the vulnerability of children in so many ways for so many years. And it's fascinating that we have on the page newspaper today this Family Faith Freedom Charity that was being launched and speaking about issues relating to the upcoming referenda regarding sexual rights and sexuality in Barbados. No, I know of no such referendum that's forthcoming. But, you know, this is the kind of stuff that they were speaking about and presenting, and then they are rallying and organizing, and there's a kid present, you know. I am not supposed to be concerned about the fact that that child is being exposed to the kind of lies and nonsense that they're sprouting. But they are concerned about the fact that the child would hear that one of the main challenges regarding domestic violence is that one of the drivers is Christianity. Because there is a presumption in some schools of thought that it has established the order in relation to the way that men are women to behave, and that women are supposed to be given a junior role in a relationship. Men are to be given a senior role in a relationship, and they are to enforce that role. And now I'm not saying that that's necessarily true, but it is a perception. And I think that if the perception is wrong, children need to hear it, and the sooner the better. So I don't have a lot of time for this argument about exposing children to ideas. I think children need to be exposed to the truth. And one of the unfortunate things about Christianity is that in Barbados, which is supposed to be a predominantly Christian community, we have exposed children for years and years to all kinds of lies, all kinds of untruths, and all kinds of harmful information coming from the same religion for which we are unwilling to apologize. But then I am supposed to be given grief on a program like this because I come on this program and I speak the truth. And I say to them, look, you know, if it is, this is the reality, this is why you have to respond to, but it shall continue. We're going to have a hopefully an interesting program today. As I said, we're going until 2. Myself and Dennis Johnson, a number is 434-1790. I look forward to hearing from you. So let's chat and say good morning and welcome to the first caller.
Good morning, Peter. This is Yvette Harris-Griffiths from Barbados Water Authority.
Hi, morning, Yvette. Yeah, I understand you're having some challenges this morning.
Yes, we have some customers in parts of St. Michael, Peter, between the Blackrock Bush Hall area from Freehill, including Wanstead and Husbands, and going up as high maybe as Prior Park and Holders Hill, who are without water. They're either experiencing low water pressure or an outage. And we just wanted to inform them that that is due to low reservoir levels at the Lodge Hill Reservoir and the St. Stephen's pumping station. Unfortunately, we have repairs to a damaged main in the area of Freehill Black Rock that we would have started on yesterday. Those repairs are ongoing because we've had to proceed with extreme caution. There's also a damaged gas line in the area and other utility cables. So the crews are collectively addressing that burst main, but we have to do it cautiously.
Okay.
And so that repair continues this morning, and it would have affected then the water levels in Lodge Hill and then obviously from St. Stephen's pumping out. So those St. Michael residents, we're just asking you to bear with us while the crews continue to try to expedite that repair on the burst in Freehill Black Rock. We also, as persons would have heard over the past couple of days, are still suffering the low water levels that are continuing to affect us at Fort George and Golden Ridge and the Ozone Pumping Station. So we will have customers in some other parishes who are still without water this morning.
Okay.
Please remember the authority will continue to use our water tankers to assist persons in the affected areas, but there may be delays due to heavy delay.
Okay, and when due to heavy, demand. Yeah.
Demand,
and you expect the situation to resolve itself in...
The Freehill Blackrock run, we're hopeful that with the damaged gas line and other utility cables, with that part of the issue addressed, that we would be able to complete that repair today. But of course, we will update customers as the day goes on in terms of our progress there.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much for using this facility
Thank
to keep people
much,
informed.
Peter.
And we hope that the resolution will come quickly. But thanks for the information that you've offered. We'll take a break and come right back on Down to Brass Tacks. Welcome back to Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning and welcome.
Peace be unto you and yours.
Thank you.
And to the staff at Starcom and listeners. I just called to thank the Sanitation Authority and the workers who ply Bike Hall Dashgat route. We then had to pick up for a little while and just want to say special thanks. We had it early this morning, so just want to say thanks to everyone there. And with what you were speaking about, chat group chatting and the internet. Some of us put everything and all of our business on the internet. So when anything happens, we have to pay for our fault. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day. I wish I could get some good water here in Bank Hall also. I put now my third, the gentleman here, putting up the third water heater because of the dirty water and it affecting my water heater in the shower. This is my third.
Okay.
And no thanks I'm not getting for the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. Well, I'm hoping that the success you've had in one regard will be met by this other, the other regard regarding the the desire for water. So I can hope. And I want to thank you for calling and making first call to us this morning. Good morning and welcome to the next caller. Good morning.
Hello?
And welcome. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to talk about three things this morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, good. Mm-hmm. The water, Christianity, and squatting.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
three good topics.
I hope. Have you heard what the president of the Democratic Party said this morning on national radio? That whenever the next election canvassing starts, that she's not going to wear near rock hall. I must come, and I am not kissing up to nobody. When you do stand, it deserve credit. I give it, don't give a damn who you are. When you deserve criticism, you get it from me too. Mm-hmm. At least this prime minister is doing something. She's doing something. Now, I can understand where both parties feel, because I have been a victim of NSC. Right? When I was married, my then wife, her brother occupied the unit. We had an application for years. I remember when I served my first year at the Ministry of Transport and Work, I made an application to National Housing. Her brother had built her his own home. I was moving out. Sometimes I wonder if it pays to abide by law, you know. We could have moved in like any, many more people had done. We decided to follow the rules of the law. We went in. And we informed them that he was moving out and that we will let the unit. The promises. Lo and behold, somebody else was moved in. Right? Now, people always talk what people do. But I always said there's always a cause, and you need to find out the cause. I can understand those people who have applied for grants and they never got them, how they feel about the squatters getting. I can also understand the squatters' situation. Right? And as you rightly said, they're human beings with children and families. Are you going to put people on the street? At least those people who had an application for grants, I haven't heard anything to that, they're on the street. Yeah, I mean, we cannot be like this. It could happen to anybody. If they were in those people's situation, would they like the comments that the person who's seeking to be leader of this country Sunday made this morning? No. No, no, no. And I hope, as I said, that when the campaign for the next election starts, stay away from Rock Hall. Because if it was living in that area, you can't carry on me. You can't carry on me. It's inhumane. And then you talk about how much you care about people, and how much you care about this, and how much you care about that. You must compliment the Prime Minister. You must. At least she's trying something.
Right.
Don't beat her down. If you have anything that can help this situation, Ms. DeFeasor, give it. And don't do it in a secret forum. Come publicly the same way you come this morning and do it. Show that you're interested in the well-being of the people. The water. Water Authority have made the biggest contribution when it comes to water wastes in this country. The mills that we see all about the place, and they have been called about fixing them for years. And never deny about them. Never. And they are talking about, if these things were corrected, we would not be in the situation that we're in now. That's another thing that needs to be corrected. And I hope too, because I cannot see for the love of me how a customer is not getting a service, but yet when a water bill comes, there's no adjustment. It's the same. You are not getting the water. Barbados need to stand up and stop grumbling, come together and fight it. It can be fought. And you can't do it in a single, forget, I am so tired of saying this, forget petty differences, man. Put pressure on the system. The Christianity thing. You know, a lot of people criticize you, right? A lot of people criticize when you go out say things. But I have always said, the best way to control a person is to get that person's mind. And once you get the mind, you got this to the day.
You better believe it.
You hear what I tell you? Because even when they're there, you passed on the information that was embedded in your brain. Those two little children that they saw tragically. Why go on this topic? Why? Two innocent little souls. Why? All I've had is going back to God. I know I can get a lot of criticisms, but I don't care. And this, you know, it's so sad. We're all supposed to be serving one God, but you got different factions of religion. And each of them got their own laws and beliefs. But yet we're serving one master, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It confuses me. Every Methodist, Catholic, every one of them. And the goal so far to discourage you from going into another building, to try the best to get you in theirs. These things are confusing, and if they're confusing to me and the doctor, I can just imagine it's a child. I never did like church. I'm frightened to say it. Never, because I like I realized from my early years what was going on. I had, of course, at that time, you had to go. I had to go to the Adventist on Saturday. I had to go to the Christian Union Mission on Sunday morning. I had to go to the Methodist at my hall on Sunday evening. You know what? All the teachers were different.
Three times a week you used to go?
Had to. I had a choice. In that day, I had a choice.
But you go to the tabernacle now?
I don't go to nothing.
So you don't go to the tabernacle?
I don't get a net any heritage.
So where do you identify with the communion of saints, so to speak, persons of similar mind to you in Rastafari?
I identify with nothing.
So you're not a Rastafarian?
Well, my locks are off, and it isn't what is on your head, is what's in your head.
In your heart. But I thought you identify still with the...
Yes, if you're including that, yes. Mm-hmm. I take that into context. But all I'm telling you, on Saturdays, Adventist.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday mornings, Christian Union Mission. On Sunday evenings, by Home Methodist Church. It's like a father telling you something, mother telling you something, your brother telling you something. You've got to be confused, Peter. You have to be. And I want all the world that can come and criticize me and talk about this Christianity thing, come and be respond to what I just said. Three different teachings. Have a nice day.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mr. P. Good to hear you and all the best. This is Dr. Brastats. Good morning.
A blessed good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, sir. How are you going?
How do you do?
Man, I'm great.
This is Mr. Ivory Culture.
Sir, I pick up the voice, man.
Your sinus dripping.
Maybe sinus is dripping, but it stopped now.
Oh, good. That means you get something good.
Conversations with you clear up sinuses almost immediately.
No, in your
preamble... Is it that already bush tea?
My bush tea is be vicious, Peter.
Yeah.
And you have got to dig deep in that deep wallet to pay for that bush tea. Good.
What's in Gadget Bush?
You go on now with this marijuana line again, Peter. You like this marijuana talk, but I ain't going down there this morning.
Agriculture, so.
Preamble. Your preamble was wonderful. Peter, you know that we are living in a society with citizens who will backstab you, who will cut your throat, who will toss you over the paling, even if you just given your last plate of food to eat. So I understand that the squatters are there. But as you rightfully say, you can't go and take a bulldozer or dead caterpillar and let down the people's structures. There are, and regardless if they're from Ghana, Afghanistan, or Dubai, they have a right to be treated with humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not right for high-class people to come on national radio. And then the person who runs, you see, that is why I pick my moderators carefully, you know, Peter. About something of essence. I have no tolerance for ignorance, Peter. And we as a society and individuals, we have a tendency to forget our roots and where we come from. Bezos left and went to Panama. Bezos went to Guyana. We went all in England and America to make life for our families, Peter. Send back the remittances so that a lot of people today that living in houses don't even know how the rooftop put on, Peter. But they enjoy that house today. Because of their four parents went abroad and made a way for them. When people come to the hornpipe and come out the ghetto of Peter, they have a right to enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
You understand the point I'm making?
Yeah.
And it is wrong for individuals to come to chastise individuals. Yes, it is wrong for the houses to be built structures illegally, but the Prime Minister have dealt with the issue. It was said that back in 2008 or 2007, there were only 96 structures. But here it is, the Democratic Labour Party had Barbados for 10 years and 280 more houses. trying to make a way for themselves, their children, and their children's children. It is wrong, and it is nasty. Mm-hmm. And I want right-thinking individuals who say all the time that they have high levels of intellect, and that they're supposed to be the most high-thinking people, and where education is concerned, behave like they went to school and not went to school in summer, Peter. It is wrong. Mm-hmm. It is wrong.
Yeah, no, I am fully in support of what you said. I agree that successive governments have allowed this problem to continue. The reality is that squatting is a global phenomenon. I remember a few years ago in France, there was a squatter community that was essentially people trying to get from Europe into the United Kingdom. So there was a huge squatter community on the verge of Calais, trying to gain access to the Channel Tunnel. They had shanty towns. They built a, you know, and it gets cold. But yes, Nonetheless, they were persisting, you know, lighting fires and whatnot to keep warm.
Exactly.
And the French government eventually had to deal with them as well.
Yes.
Now, the challenge is that you can't offer them anything, because what they want is they want to get into England.
Correct.
So you can't deport them. You can't, you know, but the reality still is that they were posing a threat. And at all times, there has to be appreciation that you're dealing with human beings and there's a humanitarian cause that you have to serve.
Exactly.
So when I listen to the Verla de Pisa saying that, you know, the idea of giving somebody like that a grant is supporting them in illegality, my question is,
Peter,
then how exactly do
you
deal with it?
I'm going to be real with you, the Democrat. I'm a Denegal at Coleridge, the Holy God at Coleridge, where my mother's resting herself in for the last 10 years. The Verla de Pisa and that group cannot see Barbados as long as I breathe in.
I ain't getting into that, but I would say that if this is the way that you want to get yourself into the hearts and minds of people, this is the wrong way.
The Democratic Labour Party is not getting back Barbados while I'm living. It will got to happen outside of another 30 years or so when this generation that know what to do, get out and go along.
My concern continues to be that I don't think the DLP is learning. The DLP authored the Green Paper on Immigration Reform, which was a nasty piece of policy that fortunately never saw the light of day. And they're going back down that road with the same kind of xenophobic talk. And to me, the issue started where a reporter went to report on the issue, and instead of dealing with the issue which came up on the same program a few weeks ago about the fact that the squatters were causing a problem for national security, had to go into details about the nationality of squatters. And I'm still trying to understand, how is that relevant? If the issue is one of national security, let's address that. But don't get into this nonsense about somebody living here illegally. What, are you an immigration officer?
Peter, I will be honest with you. I heard his prime minister in a press release spoke about that issue. I also heard a retiree who worked in aviation. I can't remember his name.
He was on this program with David.
Mr. Beckles.
Yeah.
He spoke with a level of clarity, and I know well by listening to him that he knows what he's speaking about, mm-hmm. in all fairness to him. And we have people in this Barbados who have worked in areas and worked in entities, and before we utilize these individuals, we take them and send them out to pasture. If yes, I understand that somebody may be retired, but we have areas that a lot of people are not qualified in. So we have to use these people in all its full, in all their glory, rather than sending them home to sit down to watch TV. And when these people are custom moving around, Peter, you send them home and into wilderness, they just die fast. So get that knowledge from these people before they shut their eyes, Peter. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I want to speak about this water issue.
Okay,
I need to
though,
speak about this water issue, Peter. This is foolishness that is going on at its best. We are adding on more households all the time. We have the same amount of reservoirs in Barbados. Barbados Water Authority is talking all over the face, and they're not putting systems in place to address this water issue. The reason why I say that, if we had a certain amount of houses in Barbados, Peter, running from off of these same reservoirs, how do we expect to build 2,000 more houses and expect them to run off the same reservoirs and we got the same levels of water? Mm-hmm. It can't happen that way, Peter, if you understand me. You understand the point I'm making?
Yeah.
You are putting more households every day, every month, every week on the same capacity of water. And do you expect that the water levels will remain the same? We talk about trapping water. We got springs, Peter. We got desalination plants. We're supposed to be housing water from the sea to do whatever they got to do, because I ain't a scientist, I ain't a chemist, and to make water available so that this problem that we are facing now will not be happening. But we talk, sweet talk, but when it comes to reality, nothing ain't going on, Peter. Mm-hmm. This is not right. This is not right. And I like Barbados Labour Party. I love Barbados. But I'm fed up. Peter, I am fed up. I try my best to get a little dollar out of the ground as well. I ask for in the rear to help the farmers in Barbados to deal with this monkey situation. I have tried my best to reach him. I can't reach him. I spoke to my minister, Ryan Strawn. No reply. Nobody ain't looking at agriculture. And I is a person who does run all about, talk all over the face for the government, and when agriculture want help, nobody ain't looking in any direction. So what do I leave agriculture to do? Huh? How am I supposed to get my bills paid and deal with my children if I am dealing honestly with what God deal with, and I can't get through what I'm dealing with? Peter, I had about 300 and somebody holes of corn, and the monkey went destroy 100 and somebody holes. Up to this week, nobody ain't checking for agriculture where it's concerned. And this can't be right. Do you expect me to occur these kind of losses? I don't buy foolish seeds. I just buy hybrid seeds. Because if you plant foolishness, you are going to get foolishness. Yeah. And you can't tell me that I put in why God put in to survive and nobody ain't checking for me. I had enough of this ignorance that is going on in Barbados. And I'm calling on the agriculture ministry to help the farmers control the monkey situation in this country. The monkey, I don't know what more to do now, Peter. I put up CDs to spin. I put up fowl dung. I put down pig dung. I put down newspaper. I get an additional dog. So you know that as an additional mouth to feed. And the monkey still doing as they like. Huh? You know when they shoot on somebody's foot, they only understand the burning.
You ever try feeding them? Can you hear if you put food for them, they don't eat food?
Well, monkey, I get a banana, they get a plastic, they still come
and still come take off your
they still come up and the green banana, Peter. Peter, I do everything possible because I know about agriculture. I know about animals because that's how I come along with. I ain't a mechanic, so you ain't going to see me in a car engine. I know about agriculture, and that is my life, Peter. And it is very frustrating for individuals. And I know I'm speaking for my one, you know.
Right.
There are people around me who plant, Peter. And there come the monkeys coming now, and they're destroying everything.
We are hopeful that there will be a fix. Next time Mr. Indarwer is on the program, we'll see if we can get him to comment on this whole question of monkeys, especially destroying crops. Okay, we take a break, and when we come back, we continue with more of Down to Brass Tacks.